just finished up the tape. Didn't look at it as in detail as I will the second time around. I'll just give you a couple of comments in each phase of the team. I thought special teams-wise, our cover team was better. Our tackling was better. Thought both of our punters competed, and we saw some good things there. Our snappers were good in terms of our operation times and getting those things done. And obviously, we all saw it. We're not feeling good today about our kickoff return and our punt return game right now. We got to do better. I think one of the things that, we can get caught up in the team aspect, and what we really have to do is continue to develop a lot of these new guys that are going to be core special teams players and continue to work with them. And we will. And I'm optimistic that we'll get better. We had one penalty and certainly had the turnover there. So we got some work to do, and we're going to do that, get together, get these guys in practice and continue to work with them. And that's what training camp is for, and that's what the preseason is for. And I'm optimistic that we'll move forward and play better. It'll be fun to see how we do next week in Seattle. You know, defensively, once again, I'm encouraged by a lot of what I see. Our run defense was overall through the game. If you want to look at us as an 80-man team, we gave up 3.3 yards per carry. First half rushing, they rushed the ball 16 times for 2.4 per carry. And I thought we did some good things. They got us on a power. We had a couple guys out of position there and overrunning the play. We did that. Again, if we were perfect, we wouldn't have to play the preseason and have training camp, so we know we can get better there. We had four. We were very good on third down. Our first group wasn't. We were 4 of 6, gave up 4 of 6 on third downs. We had a missed sack on a 3rd and 4. We had a throw over the top of our underneath coverage on third down and long, and then we had the sack on third down and 13, and which would have taken us, which would have gotten the defense off the field, and we had the penalty, and then we had a 3rd and 4, and they completed a short quick out. So obviously we want to do better in that regard, but I thought there was a pass rush. I thought there were times you could see us much better at setting the edge. Our guys definitely ran to the football, and you see that show up on tape as well, and some really decent play. And then as we moved out of the first group, I thought that we saw improvement. I thought I thought Shea was better this week. I thought he improved on the defensive side of the ball. I thought Bostic played well. And I thought Sherrick McManus played well. It was good to have Tim back. I thought he had a good game. Remember, Kyle was out, so Tim wound up playing corner in his time there and was definitely involved in a couple of one-on-one situations, which he won that battle. There was a quick screen. He made a great tackle at the line of scrimmage. So it was good to see him back playing. That was exciting to see. And I thought that, the coverage was good by Ryan on the penalty. I thought the contact was prior to 5 yards. It's a subjective call, and I thought the coverage was good, covering the tight end. And he made a nice play in the back of the end zone, which was a penalty as well, which led to the touchdown. So it was, potentially, 3 field goals and not the touchdown with the first group. And again, we've got to make those stops on third down and get off the field, and that's what we're working to do. We got Jared back, which was good to see him start to get some playing time. I think the first group had something like 27 plays just in the first quarter, which is good for our conditioning. We had a quick turnaround after the first drive. We were 3 and out offensively. And then there was another transition play with the kick return and the penalty. So I think we got some things to really build on there. We had 2 penalties on the touchdown drive, obviously, which hurt us. So, certainly we can get better. We got some opportunities this week to work and continue to grow in that regard, and then we'll have it'll be fun to get out there on next week in Seattle. Offensively, first group was 3 and out. We had a chance, a tough catch for Brandon on that first play of the game. Jay feathered it in there nicely. I don't think the ball is tipped. Nevertheless, we were 3 and out, and we waited quite a bit of time to get back in the game. And when we did, we were able to go down the field and score with a couple of a really good third down conversions because of pass protection, the throw to Marty, and certainly the third down a touchdown to Brandon. We got to work on our running game. There's no doubt about it. We're not concerned about it. It's more one guy here, one guy there. We just really got to clean it up. But I think we're confident that we can be better with the people that we have and the running backs that we have. We got better in the second half with our seconds. I thought our second line really did a more than sufficient job in their run blocking and their pass protection. Jimmy was in there with the first group for one series, and the rest with the second group, and Jordan finished with the second group. But I thought overall, pass protection was very good throughout the game, and it gave the quarterbacks a chance to, step and throw and make some plays, and it was encouraging as well.